Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard, accepted worldwide. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
From NPR Music, you're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. On Thursday, the 19th of October, All Songs Considered presents Wilco, live from the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. And you can hear that entire concert with new songs and old favorites on our website, npr.org/allsongs. Also, Jeff Tweedy, Wilco's singer and main songwriter, is putting out a DVD called Sunken Treasure. The DVD documents Jeff Tweedy performing in the Pacific Northwest. You can also see the video of this next song on our website. Give a listen to Tweedy and his Eugene, Oregon fans performing Shot in the Arm.
Yes, Chase. Darkest smile. See what you've done to me. The ashtray says you were up all night. You could sing along, that would help. When you finally went to bed with your darkest smile. I've only played this song like 7 fucking billion times. Oh. See? It was that black guy sucks comment. It really got to me. I'm a human being, sir. All right, let's try it again. You guys can sing along really loud and it'll drown out my not knowing the words anymore. Smile, your pillow wept and covered.
From the DVD Sunken Treasure, live in the Pacific Northwest, that's Jeff Tweedy with the song from the 1999 LP Summer Teeth. It's called Shot in the Arm. You can see the video performance of that song on our website. It's just one of 17 songs on the DVD Sunken Treasure that's out on the 24th of October. A new collection by the Byrds, 99 songs and some DVD material, got me thinking about how much Wilco and the Byrds share in common. Both of these bands seem to be equally grounded between folk and psychedelia. They're both incredibly creative bands, with members coming and more often going. Roger McGuinn and Jeff Tweedy both hail from Illinois, and more than anything, both bands seem to shed their skin every few years. You've certainly heard the music of the Byrds, and if you've read any rock music history, you've undoubtedly heard mention of their LP Sweetheart of the Rodeo. That record made permanent the tenuous ties between rock music and country music back in 1969, and much of that was the influence of Gram Parsons. Give a listen to Hickory Wind, a tune written by Parsons, now part of the collection called There's a Season. The Byrds, originally from the 1969 LP Sweetheart of the Rodeo, and now on a collection called There Is a Season. The song is called Hickory Wind. We play full versions on the podcast most of the time when we get permission. For the whole version of that song, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. Jay Bennett has just put out his best solo album. Jay Bennett played, wrote, and engineered with Wilco up until the release of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot in 2002. The new album called Magnificent Defeat is described by Jay Bennett as a healing process. It's a process that began with the death of 4 family members in the course of a year. Jay Bennett would eventually land on his feet, finding his life relieved of deadlines and time to write and record. He recorded more than 70 songs. 13 were chosen for the Magnificent Defeat. This tune opens the CD. It's called Slow, Beautifully, Seconds Faster.
Yeah.
You can never harvest my love, 'cause you never try. Oh, whoa, the county mouse that's mayor, calling me back here faster. Where you flirting out with disaster? Pass you by with all the years you stole from lies. You always wanted to see. You think you're mad, but I've got a circle. But faith ain't gonna run. I saw it till it gets you. The slow, beautifully seconds faster. Measures you won't even know. So yeah, girl,
Jay Bennett from the CD The Magnificent Defeat and the song titled Slow Beautifully, Seconds Faster. Now, a few artists you've probably not heard of. Benji Faree's CD is a hard one to pin down. The cover art looks like a guy in a Robin Hood hat. The music sounds at times like T-Rex or an artist we featured before on All Songs Considered, Tom Brousseau. Give a listen to this title track. It's called Leaving the Nest. Higher, higher.
like planes, cover up the gasoline. If it's sparks, it goes up in flames. Your eagles are soaring, so please look your best. It's all to choke on your mistress. Don't know if they're coming, don't know if they will. Borrow some money and pay your bill. Don't know the way down very high up, high up. Way to the ground, very high up, very high up, higher.
Benji Faree, the song, is the title track from his new CD called Leaving the Nest. It's a long way down. The CD was mixed by Brendan Canty of the band Fugazi. The Annuals are from North Carolina. They've made a beautifully layered CD called Be He Me. I like the way this band feels both incredibly arranged and completely spontaneous at the same time. Listen to Carry Around from the Annuals.
Down, roll them to the ground, wind on here.
The Annuals. Their debut CD is called Be He Me, and that song's called Carry Around. A new and at times ghostly sounding CD by Canadian artist Emily Haynes has recently been released. It's called Knives Don't Have Your Back. Haynes can sometimes be found singing with Broken Social Scene, and her music has been described as music that hangs in the shadows. It's quiet at times and delicate. This tune, Dr. Blind, features Emily Haynes' band, The Soft Skeleton, and also a string quartet.
The lack of light, hollow sea, poison beaches, limousines, toothless dentists, cops that kill. My baby's got the lonesome lows, don't quite go away overnight. Doctor Blind, just prescribe the blue ones. If the dizzying highs don't subside overnight, Doctor Blind, just prescribe the red ones.
Doctor Blind, just prescribe.
Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton. The tune is called Dr. Blind. The multi-platinum-selling Brazilian singer Marisa Monte has just released two CDs. One CD is a collection of songs Monte wrote but never recorded. The other is a CD of sambas. That CD is called The Universe Around Me. And if you've been a fan of All Songs Considered, you've heard Marisa Monte singing with other Brazilian superstars in a band called The Tribalistas. Here's the opening track to the Monte CD. It's called The Universe Around Me.
Tarde já de manhã cedinho, quando a névoa toma conta da cidade, quem pega no violão sou eu pra cantar a novidade. Quantas lágrimas de orvalho na roseira, todo mundo tem um canto de tristeza. Graças a Deus um passarinho vem me acompanhar cantando bem baixinho. Eu já não me sinto só, tão só, tão só, com o universo ao meu redor. Laia, laia, laia.
Marisa Monte, a CD full of sambas, a musical style that goes back to the beginnings of the 20th century in Brazil, with rhythms inspired by black immigrants from the Brazilian state of Bahia. The CD translates from the Portuguese as The Universe Around Me. Now, imagine playing Carnegie Hall and not rehearsing. Now, imagine not only not rehearsing, but not having a clue what you're going to play, and what you do play, you make up as you go along. That's just what Keith Jarrett did and loves to do. That recorded concert can be heard on two CDs simply called Keith Jarrett, the Carnegie Hall Concert. The pieces aren't named. Suffice it to say that this is the second track on disc one. Listen to the genius of Keith Jarrett. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our intern is Vicky Markovitz. Terry Knight is our engineer. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.